The two areas of the state holding referendums supporting same-day registration at the polls are Democratic strongholds. But if the practice were prohibited, voters in Republican parts of the state would be affected as well. Governor Walker's son registered the same day he voted in Waukesha County. And in Washburn County, same-day voter registration is popular. It's also common in Dane County, says Executive Joe Parisi.
Washburn County went overwhelmingly for Mitt Romney in the last election. Dane County, another county that utilizes same-day registration in high numbers, went for Obama. So this clearly has no business being a partisan issue.
Along with Dane County, the city of Milwaukee also has an advisory referendum on next Tuesday's ballot. Milwaukee Election Commission Director Neil Albrecht says 20% of Milwaukee voters registered at the polls in the last presidential election.
It's very important. It's critical to voter participation and to the spirit of democracy to keep elections accessible to the public. And same-day registration is very important to that process.
Governor Walker broached the idea of ending same-day voter registration in a California speech to conservatives last year. He appeared to back off after a report by Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board. It estimated a cost of as much as $14 million to ensure voters could sign up to vote in other ways if registration at the polls were to end. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.